Hello, everybody, and welcome to the inaugural audio CD training for the Pet Business Inner Circle. I'm your host, Dom Hodgson, and on this CD today, I'm going to be giving you a bit of an overview of what the Inner Circle is so that you know what to expect and you know where to find stuff when you want to get information or you want to ask me anything. And give you a bit of a talk about some. We're going to move on to talk about some goals as well. How to set some goals in your business, some SMART goals, and just generally talk about what the inner circle is, what it isn't, so that you get the most out of it. You know, you guys are investing money in this, and I want you to be taking action on the things that I tell you. You know, I've spent a small fortune on my own business, on my own dog training education first, and then even more money on my marketing education. Continue to invest in my marketing education. I've got a real passion for marketing, and I'm passionate about helping small business owners like yourselves to kick on and start to be recognized and rewarded for the good work that you're doing. But as you'll know by now, it's not just about, you know, how good a dog walker or how well you groom that dog, or how an amazing dog trainer you are that makes a difference. It's how well known you are for these things. It's how well you market your ability to do those things that are going to determine how much money you're actually going to make from your business. So that's why I'm really passionate about the marketing, and I've created this group, which I'm delighted with so far. Everybody in there's giving it their all. They're learning. You're asking questions. And that's what I want, you know. I want it to be somewhere where you come and you learn how to grow your business. You know, you learn how to market your pet business. You learn some real effective marketing strategies for your business, because there's lots of things that you can do, but there's very few things that will actually work that will universally work. So we're going to talk a lot about the strategies that we're going to be using, rather than the actual tactics, you know. So part of the, we'll talk about this in a moment, but some of the strategies that we'll be using will be about us building our reputation in our area, building a tribe of people who are interested in our services, and then getting some of the people in that tribe to put their hands up and to opt in to hear more from us, where we can have a start to have a conversation with them, build up a relationship, and make offers and sell to them over time. Yeah, that's a typical lead generation model. I didn't invent this. This is something that I was introduced to a couple of years ago. Started to introduce it in my own business. And, you know, I've had a lot of tweaks along the way, and I'm still not perfect. Everything's being updated all the time and made better, but I've managed to build a pretty successful dog adventure business, train online training business, dog training business as well, and now this pet business in a circle. And I've done all of them through the sort of lead generation model that I just shared with you, you know. So you'll feel yourself being pulled towards using Twitter. You know, there's a woo-woo network out there which is teaching you should be doing Twitter challenges and like ladders and all this kind of thing, you know. And for the most part, most of what they're talking about is absolute bollocks. You know, it's really not going to help you to grow your pet business at all, I would say. A lot of what they're teaching you. And I know, because I've looked on their own websites, these people who are running these pet business coaching businesses now. Yeah, I've looked on their websites from when they were dog walkers, and they were charging £10 an hour, the same as everybody else. Yeah. So these people have done nothing special in their own business. They're not doing any kind of lead generation, you know. They're just throwing a lot of shit at the wall and shouting about it on social media and getting a little bit of traction, you know. Well, that's what everybody's doing. Yeah, that's what everybody's doing with their business. That's why you get things like ladders in you know, dog walking support networks and stuff on Facebook. And I'm not knocking these groups too much, because it's nice to have somewhere where you can go and blow off a little bit of steam about your business, you know, if you've had a shit day. But you have to remember that we have a limited amount of time on our hands every single day, and we certainly have a limited amount of money that we're going to spend on marketing. And we want to be making sure that we're spending our money and we're investing our time in highly profitable activities activities that are going to mean more business for us, that we're going to be able to make more money and have a bit more fun in our business. And taking part in light ladders or bitching and moaning about Borrow My Doggy and Tailster and these type of companies in Facebook groups, this is not the kind of profitable activities that are going to lead to you having a better business, you know? So if you're, we'll be going on now to talk about what the pet business in a circle is, but that's certainly what it isn't, you know? It isn't somewhere to just bitch and moan about your clients or about you know, Borrow My Doggy, or to, you know, we're this is that, that's not real marketing, you know? They're not marketing activities. They aren't things that are going to add anything to your bottom line. Whereas the things that I'm going to be teaching you are, yeah, they're much harder. They require more time, they require more discipline, and some of them will require some more investment as well from you. But a lot of the stuff that we're going to be doing is going to be about sort of productivity, getting shit done, working smarter, so that any time that we do spend on marketing is spent on highly profitable activities, rather than waste of time activities. So that's what the inner circle is. It's a place where you can come and learn how to market your pet business. You know, I want you to be as good at marketing your pet business as you are at the training, the grooming, or the walking, you know. And marketing is a skill that you can learn, or a set of skills that you can learn, just the same as dog training is, you know. I went from being a feckless dog walker, dog owner even, to being a best-selling dog training author, yeah, with online, offline dog training programs, etc., etc. How did I do that? Well, I learned how to do the dog training. I went and sought advice from the best people I could find, yeah, John Rogerson, David Davies, Robert Elaine, etc. Went and learned from these people, took what they taught me, and then I actually implemented that in my own business. So I gained more control of the dogs I was walking and of my own dogs, started to have more fun, started to refine and systemize what we were doing with the dogs so that it more fit into the type of thing that I was doing, wanted to do in my business. Then I further took that information, distilled it down, and turned it into a book and training programs for pet dog owners all around the world who were and are suffering from the same kind of problems that I was with my dog. That's the route that I went down with the dog training. Yeah, went from being knowing nothing about dogs really to knowing an awful lot about dogs. For sure, I could learn more about dog training, and I will be learning more about dog training too. But I know enough. Yeah, I know enough to do what it is that I want to do now, and I certainly know enough to be able to teach other people who are in a similar position to what I was. And because of the marketing knowledge that I have now, I not only have the dog training knowledge, but I know how to speak to people on their level. Yeah, and that's not being derogatory. That's just meaning that when I speak to someone about dog training problems, I talk about their fears and frustrations and their wants and their wishes, what they actually want to achieve with their dog. Yeah, you don't catch me talking about behavioral quadrants or, you know, clicker training and all these different learning techniques. You know, it's just not because I know that's not what they're interested in, and that's not what's going to move them towards having a better relationship with their dog. So it's a similar thing with the marketing, yeah. With the marketing, I went from being in a position of not knowing anything, and to be fair, my dog training business, my dog adventure business, it that kind of grew organically, would you say? Although it didn't, I did a lot of pushing, as you'll be reading about in the chronicle that I've just sent out, the ledger that I've just sent out. Getting my newsletters mixed up. I did do a lot of pushing and went out and shook a lot of hands and gave a lot of leaflets out with my dog adventure business. But I think a lot of what I achieved with that business in the relatively short space of time was down to the way that I positioned it and the pricing and my intention to dominate the top end of the market. Even though I knew that was going to mean I grew a little bit slower. That was a key decision in that. When it came to doing more of the When I wanted to sort of leverage my time better to do dog training online and this kind of thing that I'm doing now, then it was that I started to find out more about the marketing. I had my fingers burned with some so-called SEO experts when I launched an online store. Wasted several thousands of pounds on SEO bollocks, basically, that didn't bring any money in at all. And not only did it not bring any money in, it didn't bring me any. I wasn't creating anything, I wasn't creating a list, I wasn't building a list. This was kind of pre me learning from like John McCulloch and reading Dan Kennedy books and all this kind of thing, where now I'm firmly of the opinion that if you want to, if you're really serious about growing your business, you're serious about getting a handle on the marketing, then you need to be investing in the knowledge and the systems required for you to build it, like a lead generation system where you're building a list of your own people. So I've learned this stuff. Yeah, there's no reason why you can't learn this stuff. And there are some quick things that you'll be able to plug into your business, like premium positioning, like premium pricing, like 80-20. Yeah, these are things that a lot of you are plugging in already. We're going to talk about that in a moment too. And with those type of things, you can start to see results really, really quickly as well. You putting your prices up today is going to mean you're potentially making more money tomorrow, yeah, or certainly next week or the end of the month, whenever you decide the date is that you're going to put your prices up. And then that is just free money then. That is extra money that you wouldn't have earned, that you are earning, that you can use to invest in your business, in your education, and in the van, some staff, whatever it is, But they're the quick things. Some of the other things that we're going to be talking about, they take a little bit longer, but we'll get there too. So this is a journey that we're on. Yeah, we're all on a bit of a journey here. I'm certainly on a journey. I'm certainly enjoying my journey, and I'm delighted with who I've managed to attract into this pet business inner circle so far, because I can tell by the way that you're asking the questions. By the way, another four of you jumped onto the boot camp when that was advertised. That you want to learn more, you want to learn more, and you see the potential in this. Everybody, all of us, you guys, especially all you guys included, you've done incredibly well just to get your business going, just to set it up, just to have the balls to leave that shitty job behind and to go out on your own and follow your passion. But your passion's only going to get you so far. Passion's important. I don't want you to lose it, but it's only going to get you so far, because now, even though the pet industry is booming, really, it's virtually recession proof. The competition now is insane. Yeah, the level of competition, if it's not insane where you are, then it's going to get that way. Yeah, there will be more people coming in, starting up similar businesses to yours, slightly different businesses to yours, and they're going to be a threat to you and your growth and your future prosperity if you don't get a handle on your marketing, So the inner circle is somewhere where you can come and ask questions, get answers, get help. I want it to be a bit of a sounding board for you. It's lonely being an entrepreneur sometimes. Most of us have partners and best friends and stuff, but it's not the same. They don't know what it is that we're going through. They don't really understand a lot of the dreams and aspirations that we have. And so this is somewhere where you can come and be with like-minded people, connect with them, help each other, and together we'll raise each other up, and we'll push each other on. And when any of us are having a bit of a bad time, we'll put an arm around each other, and we'll drag each other forward a little bit, even when we don't feel like doing that, So we'll talk a little bit about the resources in the inner circle now. You get your monthly ledger, yeah? Your ledger is a 5,000-6,000 word newsletter, paper and ink newsletter, and within the ledger I will be deep diving into one particular aspect of marketing every single month. Within the ledger I will be including some kind of challenge, yeah, some kind of action plan, so that you're not only learning but you have something laid out for you to do with the information that you've just got that month. Yeah, we'll talk about SMART goals in a moment, and you'll see how all this fits in. But I really want to get you guys moving with the stuff that I'm teaching you. All of this stuff that I'm learning, all of this stuff that I'm teaching you, all of this stuff that I'm continuing to learn myself is like wonderful, you know, and it's a lot of it's mind-blowing, and the potential for each and every one of our businesses is vast, and it's it we you have the potential to take this as far as you want to go. But you really need to put the stuff into action to do that, you know? It's no good having all the best information and just have it sitting there in an envelope on your desk, and you know, you'll get round to reading the ledger when you have time. Well, you'll never have time, you know? You'll have to make time to read this stuff. You'll have to make time to listen to this audio. You'll have to make time to go into the discussion group, see what's been talked about, ask questions, and help answer other questions as well. So that's your ledger. You'll also get every month you'll get a 1 hour CD like this. This is a particularly general CD because obviously it's the first one, and I just wanted to give you a little overview of what you can expect. But every other month we'll be going into, you know, premium pricing, premium positioning, why you should write a book, email marketing, 80/20, all these different things we'll be talking about. And I'll be giving you my take on it, my unique and sweary take on it. And as I've said in the Chronicle, you know, everything that I'm telling you guys about, it's stuff that I've done myself. Yeah, I'm not telling you to put your prices up and then I'm like a little shitty little dog, paid dog walker somewhere, you know. I am the premium price dog walker. I have positioned my business as the UK's number one dog adventure company, you know. So I do feel uniquely qualified to advise you on how to do the same thing as well. So that's the CD too. Occasionally we'll have some maybe guest interview on the CD as well. I've got a few guests lined up, which I'm sure you guys will be able to learn a lot from as well. And on that, I have th there will be sporadically there'll be some masterclasses added to the online area too. The online area is almost finished. It'll be up and running soon. And all of these resources, apart from the ledger, which you'll just obviously you'll get in paper and ink format, and depending on when you're listening to this welcome CD, will depend on how long the ledger's been running. But obviously you can purchase previous issues of the ledger as well. But the audio training, the monthly audio training, you'll get a CD for that, and that will also go into the members area as an MP3, so you can listen to it online as well. And there'll be a masterclass section. I'm going to tap into my vast network of marketing superstars that I've been fortunate enough to connect with, or who I'm mentored by, or who I'm doing business ventures with. And they'll be coming in, and they'll be given exclusive access to them, to their knowledge, for you guys in the inner circle as well. So that'll be quite sporadic. I do have a possibly every other month, certainly no less than quarterly. But as I get them, we'll just pop them in there. So we've got a book writing masterclass with Vicky Fraser coming up, and also I'm going to be doing something with Kat Smith about staffing, and I'll be talking to John McCulloch as well, and I'm going to be doing something with Ben about the website. So all this stuff will be going into the inner circle as it gets done. Very important is the critiques. Yeah, as an inner circle member, you get unlimited number of critiques, marketing critiques. So this is where you can send me your website. You can send me some emails. You can send me a picture of a leaflet that you plan on doing, and or whatever it is, you know, an offer, a class that you're doing, and I will look at it and I will do a marketing critique on it. I'll do a video, and then that video will be posted in the online area so everybody can see it. Yeah, that's the whole idea of this, is that we all learn together. That's what I'm talking about. If you're very, very sensible, you'll make use of all of these resources that you have on offer, and you'll also take part and make use of everybody else's stuff too, you know. So somebody else will be at, if you're a dog walker, there might be somebody who's a groomer who's asking a question or has a marketing query about their particular business. Well, a lot of these things are going to be transferable from one business to the next, you know. So it behooves you to to take part. It behooves you to take part and to watch and to see what's going on and to be setting aside a little bit of time every single day to work on your marketing. You know, I read every day. I take part in forums and stuff as well as all the other extra stuff that I do, because getting information into your head, new information, is the only way you're going to start to think differently, to give you some new ideas to help kick you on, so you can start doing some different stuff with your marketing, which is hopefully going to be different and better than your stuff you were doing before. You know, I mean, we've all done some good things in the past, but the majority of things that we're doing certainly aren't working. That's why you're here now, learning from me, you know. So get in there, yeah? Get in there, make full use of it, and certainly make use of the critiques. There'll be a critique area in the members area where you can go and click on and upload your picture PDF or link to whatever it is you want me to look at, and then you can submit a short description of what it is that you're wanting to do, what you're wanting to achieve with this piece of marketing, and then I'll give you a critique on that, and it'll go in the inner circle, the members area, for everybody to see, like I said. No private critiques. I won't be looking at anything privately. Yeah, if you want private stuff, that costs more money. That's not this type of party, yeah? This type of party is about us all helping each other, you guys all helping each other, and everybody gets the information that they need. So on that, about the ledger, any learning that you get within the inner circle, the ledger, the CD, all that kind of thing, the private discussion group as well. You must keep this stuff confidential. You know, you guys are paying me a lot of money for access to all this stuff, and I don't want it getting out there for people who aren't paying for it. You know, there's two reasons for that. One is you know, the fact that they haven't paid for it means that they won't do anything with the information anyway. You know, they just won't. And you're probably a prime example of that. You know, you might have went through my 33 ideas where I told you to put your prices up by 10%, and you probably didn't. Or if you did, then well done. But then once you joined the inner circle, you probably put them up by 50 or 40 or maybe even 100%. Then that's because you paid for the information. You know, you've paid for it, you're more invested in it, you have some skin in the game. So please keep everything confidential within the group. This is not to say that I don't want you to talk about the inner circle. I do want you to talk about the pet business inner circle. I want you to be directing people towards this inner circle, who need help with their marketing. You know, we're going to grow this group over time. I want this we're currently sort of 30 odd strong, but you know, pretty soon it'll be 50, and then we'll push on to 100, and so on and so on. And you guys will help me do that too. You know, you've been very lucky to get in at the lowest ever price it's going to be. So, you know, pay it forward a bit. And if you see anybody talking about, you know, struggling with putting their price up and that kind of thing, well, then point them towards the inner circle, or point them towards the 33 ideas, because that's the only way they're gonna learn. I'm gonna just repeat what I've just said, but in a more slightly more important, will be what gets discussed about in our discussion group. Everybody should have received an invitation to join the Google group. Aren't many rules in there. You know, just don't be a dick. Be respectful of everybody. You must post an introduction before you post a question. I don't really mind lurkers lurking, if you're lurking and learning, but you must introduce yourself. And I'd far rather that you asked a question or added a comment within the discussion group as well, because it's only going to be as good as we all make it. You know, I don't have all of the answers. I have most of them, but I don't have all of them. But confidentiality in the discussion group is really important as well. You know, I don't want anything shared outside of the discussion group. I do want it to be a place where you can come and like blow off a bit of steam. You know, we all get pissed off with things every now and again, and yeah, so this is your outlet for that. But people are only going to feel comfortable saying what they need to say, getting things off the chest, if they know that it's going to be confidential. Obviously, if any confidentiality is broken, you'll be unceremoniously kicked out, and you won't be allowed to join again, and you won't be allowed to come any of my events, and you won't be allowed to buy any of my products either. Yeah, so So if anybody posts any questions in the discussion group, you know, we have a big pool of knowledge in there. Like I say, it's not just me. We've got people who have franchises, people who are leaving franchises, people who are opening franchises. We've got dog trainers who do classes. We've got dog trainers who specialize in one-to-ones. We've got dog trainers from all over the UK and Ireland as well. And pretty soon, I think we've got a couple of groomers, but pretty soon we'll be getting more groomers in there too, I guarantee it. So and everybody will be a little bit better at something than somebody else, you know. So listen to what I have to say and listen to what the other people have to say too. When you are posting a question, sometimes part of the answer might involve me directing you to another bit of training or an audio training or a video, or I might even refer you to another answer on another post that I've done before. I'm not, you know, I'm going to be popping in there 3-4 times a week to answer anything that needs answering, possibly more than that, but I'm not there like a beck and call to just answer every single thing every single time, especially if that question's already been asked before. You know, I'm not going to explain how to do a Facebook advert every time somebody asks, you know, but I will, if enough people ask, then I'll do a special training on it, or I'll devote an issue of the ledger to it, and then that'll go in there, and then that'll be the standard that we'll keep referring to all the time. But this is, the discussion group's a really powerful part of the membership. And whenever ever I've ran anything like this in the past, certainly with my dog training in a circle that I have for pet dog owners, it's become more like a family. You know, it sounds cheesy, I know, but it becomes like a bit of a family. It becomes somewhere where you can go and tell everyone when you've had a shit day, or if something hasn't worked that you've done, that you've tried. And I want to create a similar place to that for you guys too with our discussion group. You know, I want it to be a safe place for you to not only get the knowledge and the answers that you need, but also the help and the support that you need as well. And so that wraps that up, really. That wraps up the inner circle recap. I've designed the pet business inner circle like this for a reason. You know, I'm trying to give you lots of opportunities to learn in many different ways. That's why there's going to be videos. That's why there'll be transcripts, audio training. You know, there'll be the audio books will be in there soon. Newsletters. You know, the newsletter that you get. Yes, there's lots of different ways for you to learn. You know, we all learn different ways, and no stone has been left unturned in my quest to give you the knowledge that you need. You know. It's up to you to make a bit of fucking time to sit down and make sure that you're absorbing this stuff every month. You're taking it in. You know, question it. You know, if I send you something, you don't agree with it, question it. Question it in the inner circle. Then I'll come back at you and I'll explain what I meant, you know. But the biggest crime you can really have is if you are serious about your pet business, is to be having access to all this information and the inner circle discussion group. And all the stuff that you're going to get, and for you not to use it, you know, because it's really, really powerful stuff that I'm sharing with you. So let's move on now to talk a little bit about goals and talk a bit about what we should be doing, what you guys should be doing first. It's good to have some goals. We humans generally respond well to goals. You know, you can't win a football match without a goal, can you? Yeah. And I think this is why things like the Olympics and stuff are so sort of popular for people to watch, because it's obviously you're watching people at the peak of their powers performing and competing, and you know, we want to see people win. You know, we like the idea of having a goal that we can strive towards. You don't have to have like an all-encompassing goal, but you should want to achieve something while you're in the inner circle. You know, you should want to achieve something with your business, whether it's to maybe jack in your part-time job and go full-time with your dog walking business, whether it's to bring on a member of staff so that you can have more time off, or, you know, start putting your efforts elsewhere, open up another avenue in your business, maybe that you've had an idea about. Yeah, whether it's just like you double your turnover or whatever, you know, this is like, you know, it's good to have some kind of goal, something that you want to achieve. And that goal whatever it is, should be something that really, if it's going to work within the inner circle, it should be something that's going to allow you to have a more profitable, enjoyable business. You know, that allows you, that it's going to allow you to do all the other things you want in life. Yeah, I think it's good to have a purpose to do something. So maybe like a goal to double your turnover might not be a great idea. You know, a goal to double your profits so that you can, like I say, afford to take someone on so that you can have 4 weeks holiday a year. Yeah, that's a good goal, you know. But like doubling your turnover for no reason, well, you know, I want to make more money. I'm sure you guys want to make more money too, but what do we want to make more money for? There must be a reason why we want to do these things. So part of your goals, I think we should be breaking them down into actionable sort of steps, yeah. So if we had a goal, I kind of have yearly goals. I have a goal. I always have a goal about a year away, but then it gets broken down a lot more into sort of 6 month and mainly 3 monthly. Goals. 3 monthly goals I like because they give me something that I can work towards quite quickly. This is something that I do in the mastermind group that I'm a part of. We work on a 3 monthly basis, so we have like a 90 day. I work off like a 90 day planner, and then you just break that down into weeks. You know, so your 90 days become 12 weeks, and then you break it down into the week. You know, what do I want to achieve this week, and then what do I want to achieve today. And then, so what am I doing now? Yeah, this is like this is something that I was introduced to by my mentor, John McCullough. I think it's Earl Nightingale who said that a successful week is made up of successful months. Sorry, a successful year is made up of successful months, which is made up of successful weeks, which is made up of successful days. And then you can break that down into actually hourly tasks. You know, so you know is. One of the questions you need to be asking yourself all the time is what I'm doing now moving me towards this goal that I want to have of whatever it is, you know, having a better pet business, having a more profitable, more enjoyable pet business. Is this light ladder that I'm taking part in really going to help me to do that? No? Well, why am I doing it then? Yeah, that's what I want you to start getting the habit of asking. Because part of everybody's goal within the group, I'm going to be encouraging everybody to be moving from being seen as just another dog walker, just another dog trainer, just another groomer, just another doggy daycare centre, to being the dog walker, the dog trainer, the groomer, the dog daycare centre in that town, in that city, in the UK, the one that people want to go to. You know, I want to be building you up to be the best. Yeah, to be the best, to be seen as being the best, and to be paid the best, you know. Money, talk a bit more about money now, but you know, money's a good, it's a good sort of measuring tool, you know. So you can quite easily say, well, by next month, I want to be earning this much money, or in 3 months' time, I want to be earning this much money, because then you can usually break it down into tasks and say, right, well, if I want to earn that much money, then I need to either do 10 more, you know, if I want to earn another 500 quid a month, well, then I need to do another 10 adventure walks at 50 quid, or I need to do another 20 group walks at 25 quid. Or I might just need to increase my prices by 15%, and do an extra walk once a week, and then bingo, there's your 500 quid, you know. So money's a good measure. It's not the only thing that it's not the only thing certainly that I think we're all interested in. Usually with the pet business people, they feel a kind of affinity with the business. You know, we love the idea of working with dogs. We love dogs, or we love animals, even if we tend to, if we are looking after animals, pets in general. But it's, you know, it's not enough to love the dogs. And we're running a business at the end of the day, aren't we? You know, hopefully we want to move this business forward. And money's a good little measuring tool, you know. So you should, one of your goals, one of your bigger goals should be building your reputation so you can be seen as being the best dog pro in your town. Yeah, you're gonna be the one who's paid the most, you're gonna be the one who's most in demand, you're gonna be the one who the competition speak about in hushed and reverent tones, you're gonna be the one that your customers and prospects climbing over themselves to get to use your service. Yeah, because life is a lot better and business is a lot better when you are the one who's sitting at the top of the tree, who's earning twice as much as everybody else and doing half the work. Yeah, because not only are you earning more money, but you're also able to provide a much more better service as well. So to get to this goal, yeah, we need to do certain things that are gonna raise our profile. And we tend to get when we got like sort of 24-hour news and the internet and we're connected to everybody, potentially almost everybody all over the world now, we tend to forget about how much of a difference we can make just in our own little town, which is where we really should be starting with building our business, our own little town where we're building our reputation in there as the best person, the best pet professional in that town. So we want to be building a bit of a tribe, we want to be building a list and we want to be identifying the section of the community, the dog owning section of the community where you live, who are going to be interested in and can afford your services. Yeah? And once we've built that sort of tribe, yeah, once we've identified these people, then what we do is we get them to opt into, like, hopefully to an email list, or an actual physical list, an actual list of their addresses, yeah. And then these are the people who have put their hand up and said, "Yes, I'm interested." Yes, I'm interested in what you have to offer. So I talk about things like email and direct mail because it's much easier to have a conversation with people in an email than it is having a conversation, trying to get their attention and get them to focus on you on Facebook and stuff or Twitter because it's just way too difficult. There's too many distractions. It's interruption marketing and it's harder. It's just much, much harder to do, I'm quite a lazy, never really thought about this before, but I always say that I'm a lazy dog trainer and it's true. I much prefer to sort of just have a dog who just wants to play with a ball with me, and then I know that I can let him off lead and I can have perfect control of him and I can take him home again and he'll be tired, rather than having a dog who, wants to be going and be everybody else's dog's friend and I'm stressing whether he's going to come back or whether he's going to run away. And I'm quite a lazy marketer as well, I guess, so I want to do, I much prefer, guys, the door is ringing. I'll be back in one. Sorry about that. That was my mother. My mother arrived, and she didn't have a key. So I forgot my train of thought now. But anyway, so we need to have. I want us to be building up a list, basically. Part of your marketing activities are going to involve you building a list of people who are interested in what you have to offer, and then we have a conversation with these people. We build up a relationship, we follow up with them, and then in time we make offers and we sell to them. And that's how we grow our business. It's not that difficult at all, really. So I recommend you all start taking some steps to move you into the upper echelons of the dog profession in your town. And the best and the easiest way to do that is something that I've recommended you do, and that's to put your prices up. I know we should all be putting our prices up. Some of us should be putting our prices up by quite a bit straight away. We've had some stellar successful results within the group already, I think Michelle increased hers by 100%, and she had one or two pain in the ass clients leave. I think Nick increased his by 50, and his training prices I think went up by 50. I think they're going to go by another 50. And you know, this is not uncommon, you know. The reason why I bang on about premium pricing so much is because most of us aren't charging enough, and it's the easiest way for you to make more money faster. And because premium pricing and premium positioning go hand in hand, it's you have to really, if you want to be seen as the best in town, if you want to be you know, sought after by the affluent clients in your town, then you quite simply have to put your prices up. You know, you it's a strange quirk of pricing where we think because something is expensive that it must be worth more. And the very act of putting your prices up is going to be something that almost instantly changes how people feel about you. You know, it makes you more attractive. It certainly differentiates you from everybody else. You know, standing out from the competition is something that I know we all want to be doing. I know it's something we all need to do, and I know it's something that's keeping a lot of you awake at night, worried about the competition. And not just borrow my doggy and tailstay either. I know that there's new people coming into the business every single week. People tell me that there's, you know, 15 or 20 dog walkers where they are, you know. Well, the easiest way to differentiate yourself from those 15 or 20 ordinary dog walkers will be to double your prices. Yeah, because you will, with the benefit of the marketing techniques that you're going to be learning too, you will instantly make yourself more attractive to the people who want the better thing. There's many reasons why people, why we buy more expensive stuff, why we always want to be upgrading and upscaling and feel like we're progressing. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we want to be part of that sort of elite club. You know, it's a status thing as well. And I know that, for a lot of my dog owners, dog owning clients, who use us for the adventures, you know, you know, they like the fact that that they use the best, most expensive dog walkers in town. You know, they might not like it particularly when I put my prices up, because nobody particularly wants to pay more prices all the time, you know, but they still pay it, you know, and they never leave. And part of that is because they want their dog to have the absolute best experience that he can have. And the best experience, well, the best dog walker must be the one who's the most expensive, mustn't he? Yeah, that's why it makes sense. So the prices going up is something that you should all do. There'll be a premium price in audio training coming next month. I was going to do it this month actually, but I thought it would be better to do a kind of a welcome general CD. But if you've just joined the inner circle and you're new and you haven't put your prices up yet, you know, I would implore you not to waste this opportunity to increase your prices for your current clients. You know, by all means, put your prices up for your clients who are, so like put your prices up on your website by 100% or 150%, and then increase them for your current clients by 50 or 60%. But tell them that, you know, the actual price has gone up to this much, but they're going to be locked in at this cheaper price for however long you want, a year or 6 months or whatever you want to say to them. But the easiest way for you to make more money, which, you know, if you want to be starting implementing lead generation in your business, you're going to be needing a little bit more money to do these type of things, is to increase your prices for your current clients. And virtually nobody will leave ever. They hardly ever leave. Scary, I know it's scary, but there you go. So that's just a little bit about premium pricing. That's the first thing that you should do. So we'll talk a little bit about SMART goals and how you can start to track what you need to be concentrating on in your business. So like I said before, the SMART goals, we've all heard of SMART goals before, surely, yes? Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. So it's specific, yeah? What do we want to achieve? Yeah, what do you want to do in the next year? And then break it down to where you need to be in 6 months' time. So if I want to be here in a year, well, then I need to be here in 6 months. And then break it down to 3 months. So what do I need to do this month? And then what do I need to do this week and today to take me towards those goals? Yeah, really easy. So if a specific goal for you was to start building an email list, it was to have, say, a list of, say, 200 people on your list, say. Yeah, you want to have 200 people on your list by this time next year that that you can sell stuff to, that you can always be selling courses or dog walking or dog training to. Well, 200 is, where's my calculator? 200 is, so 200 divided by 52 is 3.84. So that would be like 4 subscribers a week you would need to get for that. Yeah, so that's not more than achievable, isn't it? You know, but first of all, obviously you would need to have a bit of a think about the type of clients you wanted to attract and what you were going to do to attract them. You know, so if you're going to build an email list, then it's, you need to have some kind of lead magnet, yeah? Either some sort of email series like I did with the 33 ideas, or a tip sheet, or an audio training, or a video, yeah? Whatever you're particularly good at and whatever you think your prospective clients are going to be interested in, well, then that's the thing that you should do. It doesn't really matter what the thing is. So I want to talk before about difference between sort of tactics and strategy. You know, it doesn't really matter what the thing is that you use. You know, it's more important that you just get something out there, really. So a good goal would be to say, maybe it's by the end of the month, I want to have my lead magnet done and my first, say, 10 emails written for the sequence. And I want to have it all linked up to Aweber and my website. And I want to have a Facebook advert running as well, or I want to have some leaflets printed so that I can start driving these people who are going to land on my Facebook advert or are going to take a leaflet, I can start driving them towards my landing page so that I can get them signed up to my email list. Yeah. So you could easily do all that in a month. Yeah. I mean, doing all that in a month would probably, I mean, that would be more than what most pet business people would be doing in a year. You know, then you can start concentrating on, you know, how you promote your landing page, you know, how you promote your free report. You know, you could go along to your local vets and you could possibly do a free talk and give some cards out then. You could do a free event in your town. You could do a paid event. You could do, put some training onto some CDs and, you know, put them in the vets on if they have televisions in there. You could just give leaflets out in the park to dog owners. You could have a stand in Pets at Home, like what I did, and give that out. Or you could do Google ads or these type of things, or Instagram or whatever the hell it is you wanted to do, yeah, from then on. Obviously thinking about where your clients are coming from, you know, what platforms your clients are using. That's why I'm going to be talking quite a bit about actually getting in front of people and getting in front of them, if you can, get face to face with them in front of them, but with an event or something like that, you know. So I think I've actually almost done the whole of the measurable, achievable, realistic time mode. So for a goal like that, you could measure it like that, you know. So you could break down the amount of subscribers that you wanted, and you could say, well, I'll try and get 5 a week. Then I'll try and get 5 subscribers a week. And then after a month, you can track it then. See, or even after a couple of weeks, you can track it. And you could say, well, I want to get 5 subscribers a week. So that's like 20 a month, you know. Well, if after a month you've got 25, you know that you're on track. You're more than on track, aren't you? If you've only done 10 or 5 or none, then you know that you need to change what you're doing a little bit, you know. This is measurable. I mean, it's, you know, achievable. Obviously, a goal like that would, like I say, I think it's achievable. You know, you could sit and write a report in a couple of hours. A tip sheet submitted to me for critique. I'll critique it for you. You can implement the changes and then get it online. Ben, my website guy, can stitch everything together for you on Aweber quite quickly. You can get emails in the sequence, and you could start doing that within a month, easily within a month. With the intention, obviously, of so you would be doing all this, you would be building a list because you wanted to market to people, you know, you wanted to sell these people on the list more of your stuff, you know. Realistic, definitely realistic, time bound, you know, so we're setting a time within the goal so that we know when we want to achieve it by. And we can keep track of it as well. This is where the discussion groups were important, because if you wish, you could give yourself some accountability in there too. And you know, post up, I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be doing it by this time. And then you have the, if you have goals like this, see, even if it takes you a little bit longer, so even if it took you 6 weeks instead of 2 months to do all that, or if it took you 2 months even to do all that, you're still going to be 2 months further on than you would have been if you hadn't done it. And you know now, when you're sitting and you've got, you know, half an hour spare to do a bit of marketing, to do a bit of work on your business, to grow your business, you can be ruthlessly honest with yourself and say, you know, is this bit of time that I'm going to spend flicking through Facebook actually going to help me move towards my goal, or am I better off shutting down Facebook completely or disconnecting from the internet and just doing a bit of writing for the next half an hour? So only you're going to be able to do that. But it is what I'm doing taking me closer to my goal. Yeah, is fucking around on Facebook for an hour or half an hour. And I know what it's like, you know. I've done that. You get sucked into it, and before you know it, you go into like a little black hole. You're watching videos, and then it's like, oh my God, there's 25 minutes gone. You know what? 25 minutes when I could have been doing something else. I do a lot with my business. I do a lot, and I mean, I do spend time fucking about on Facebook anyway. But at the same time as that, I do spend a lot of time doing actual proper marketing things as well. Yeah, so I'm doing stuff. I'm writing my email. You know, when I get up on a morning, the first thing I do is write my email, or I will write a little bit more of my book, or I'll make some notes for the newsletter, or something like that. You know, and I'm doing something. Then I'd go and do a little bit of fucking around on Facebook. But you know, the most this it's getting the di it's it differentiating between those two things, you know. And I would wager that you're probably at the moment, you're probably not doing enough of the stuff that you need to do to move your business forward, and you're doing more of the fucking about. So we'll be doing more about actually how to get shit done in future editions of the ledger and in the audio training, and just in general, you know, because knowing what to do and then actually doing it are two completely different things. And like I said at the start, I want to get you guys moving. So a lot of the stuff that I cover in the inner circle might sound quite repetitive at times, and that's because it's meant to, yeah. But you'll hear me banging on about the fundamentals a lot, you know. What are your premium pricing, premium positioning, 80-20? You know, 80-20 is a massive one. That once you've implemented some premium pricing in your business, and you started to sort out your positioning, you've started to think about who it is that you actually want to serve with your business, then you might want to look at your business with a brand new pair of specs on and see what is it that you can do to make life a little bit easier for yourself, you know? What services are you offering? Which clients are you helping at the moment that is sucking up far too much of your time, you know, that's really not worth your while in the big scheme of things. Because if you're going to start implementing lead generation, and you're going to start, you know, creating new services, or dog trainers creating new products, or dog walkers, you know, expanding, taking on staff, you know, you're going to need to be making time to do all the marketing, to be writing the procedures and the systems, and to do the marketing, have the ideas, you know. And you're not going to have time to do a lot of that stuff unless you really are really harsh in implementing the 80-20 stuff, so that you, as I've used this analogy before, but when we moved into the house last year, you know, the garden, which is looking pretty lovely now, was a shit tip, you know. It was awful. It was overgrown and everything, and I had all these dreams of like growing vegetables and having chickens and all that, and we managed to do all that in the end. And this year we got chickens. They're pecking about out there now. I can see them out the window. I've had potatoes, and we've had carrots, and we've got sprouts growing for Christmas dinner as well. But I wasn't able to do any of that stuff until we cleared all the crap out the way, you know, until we chopped it all down, made some space, quite literally made some space for the new stuff to grow. Well, this is a similar thing to what you're going to be having to do in your business as well. So I would urge you to take a little bit of time to sit down with a piece of paper and ask yourself and write down the activities that you do during the day, what activities are not adding anything to your business, what actual services that you're offering aren't adding enough money to your business now, and to put some circles around the things that we're going to get rid of so that we can start making some room to implement all the stuff that you're going to be needing to implement in your business to take this business forward to become the best dog walker, trainer, groomer in your area. And then we just take the small steps every day to move us a little bit closer towards that goal. And your progress, you know, if you do this, your progress in 3, 6, 12 months is going to be unbelievable, you know. You'll probably achieve more in the next 12 months in the inner circle than you would, than you have done in the past probably 5 or 6 without it. Because we know that controlling the, you know, we can't control the result. And we can't, we never ever know what. Go back to the Olympics again that I talked about before, you know, the Usain Bolt, you know, he can never control the result as such, you know. He didn't know that he was going to pull up with a suspected pulled muscle at the last, you know, the last World Championships that he was at, you know. None of us ever know what's going to happen with things like that. There are always things that come in, you know. What we can do is we can control the process. Yeah, we can control the things that we do on a day-to-day basis that will move us towards the big goal that we want to achieve. Yeah, so we do the right things, positioning ourselves well, we can attract the right kind of clients, we can follow up with them regularly, we can build relationships and then make offers for things that we know that they're going to want to buy. And then we can measure that stuff all the way along. Yeah, all that stuff's measurable, you know. Well, we're not getting enough sign-ups to our list. Well, the lead magnet must be wrong. You know, well, the lead magnet's wrong. Well, we haven't identified who our ideal client is yet, so we don't know how to talk to them. Yeah, and these are all things that we'll be able to measure and tweak and improve as time goes by. So I hope that I hope you've enjoyed this first CD. I've enjoyed doing it. We'll be getting into some specific topics from next month, starting with premium pricing. But we've come to the end of the first CD. I would urge you to listen to it again, and I would urge you to get yourself into the discussion group. And any questions or brain farts that you have, just post them up in there and get some help from us. Yeah, because that's what we're all there for—to help each other. And yeah, welcome to the inner circle once again. I'll be seeing some of you, quite a few of you, at the boot camp coming up. And everybody else, I'll see you in the discussion group. Bye, bye.